from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
These good receivers, Hollywood Brown, I know Xavier Worthy's only here for one day, but how much of a difference between this year and last year with the addition of speed?
I mean, even last year, I thought we had some good guys in there, you know, bringing us good competition, good work, making us better. But especially this year, you know, with the additions of Hollywood, you know, we got X out there, and even a lot of the other guys, Sky out there working, Jay Ross, all of these guys, you know, Rashi, they're always giving us work, helping the defense get better and making us all better as a whole, as a unit.
Steve Spagnuolo's been open and just saying, you know, it is an open competition between you, Watson, and Nazi for that quarterback role. How are you approaching that dynamic?
I'm approaching it like I want it. You know, I'm sure they do too. They're great athletes. They're great competitors. They're all professional. And, you know, I'm sure we're all attacking the same way, but 100% I want it. I'm going to do everything I need to do to step into there and continue competing.
How do you feel a sense the offense is pushing the ball downfield with more emphasis this camp than it maybe the last couple of years?
I'm sure, you know, some people may say that. You know, I think we're versatile. We got the job done the last 2 years, and I think we're going to be even better this upcoming year with the additions we made. You know, the offense is always trying to get better and adapt to just how people are playing them with just new people, new plays, and, you know, they're doing a great job so far.
It's not necessarily really a philosophical difference. It sort of feels the same, but they're just working hard at it.
Yeah, I'm no philosopher, so, you know, but hey, they're definitely throwing a little deep, you know. Most definitely. Consistency. You know, I feel like there's a lot of things I do well on one play, and then, you know, next play, you know, that may go away. Just maybe lack of discipline, lack of focus, whatever that is. I want to be as good as I can every single play, every single snap.
What was it like last year? Obviously, you were part of a rotation last year. Obviously, Lejarius is having a great season, but is there a difference in terms of being in a rotation versus trying, as Pete said, to get that spot, to get, you know, more snaps, more opportunities?
Absolutely. I think there's a clear just, you know, snap count difference. Somebody playing 60 snaps versus 20, you know, that's a difference. You know, it's more demanding, and you know, you have to be more consistent when you're out there. You know, you're out there every snap compared to, you know, being out there only in certain packages and rotating. So, you know, that's something, you know, I'm ready to adjust to, and I'm willing to adjust to.
How different was this offseason, even this camp been so far, compared to, you know, like even last year, as far as just your comfort level or your different approach, or and just, you know, getting maybe more comfortable with everything?
You know, one thing Coach Spags is always saying is, you know, growth comes while you're being uncomfortable. So, you know, I might be used to the regimen or routine of being up here at St. Joe, but I'm, you know, constantly trying to work on something that I'm not so good at, or, you know, something that I know needs to be improved upon. So, you know, just all the things that I feel like I could be better at, I'm trying to work at, putting myself in uncomfortable positions, just trying to find that growth area.
What comfortable positions do you put yourself into?
As far as, you know, we press a lot, you know, whether that's, you know, me winning every press rep, you know, that's hard, that's uncomfortable, or, you know, possibly playing off. You know, we don't play off a lot. That's something I'm trying to work on. So just everything, man. There's anything in my game where I know there's room for improvement, I'm trying to improve upon.
What's the impression the most about Shamari and his ability on the inside there?
Just as young as he is, to be able to come in and play those different roles they put him in, you know, it's very impressive. He's a great player, very sharp, very disciplined. So, you know, the coach asks a lot of him, and he delivers.
Two more. You've got such a young group of guys at corner, and losing Legarius, who was, you know, a little bit older and could be kind of that leader and guy that you look up to. Do you kind of see yourself as being kind of one of those guys now, especially, you know, with you and you know, we've got a lot of you guys that are third-year guys. And then, but you've got a lot of young guys coming in this year, too. I mean, you kind of look at yourself and start to become one of those leaders?
I would love to be that. You know, LJ was a great player. You know, he was an all-pro level player. And, you know, I definitely took notes from him, leadership styles, you know, play style, all of those type of things. You know, that's something I try to just take notes of and little tidbits add to my game. And every day I'm working to, you know, become the best me I can be, but I'm definitely taking tips from how Sneed approached it.
Sorry, Josh, you've been able to get the mountaintop twice and you're having to reset here. How do you approach keeping that hunger to essentially restart all over the
track? You know, just me coming into a opportunity, you know, with LJ leaving, I feel like that's a challenge in itself. So, you know, the first 2 years, you know, was a different role. The opportunity opened up with such a great player like LJ leaving. You know, I'm just doing everything I can to show the coaches that I'm, you know, prepared and I'm willing to do everything possible to step in there.
Last one right here.
So Dave Merritt is one of the best secondary coaches in the league. He has a great reputation for developing young talent. What makes him so special? Can you share what makes him so successful as a defensive backs coach?
Right. Just, you know, the type of people he's been around. You know, he's very, very demanding of people, but he also gives you that level of, okay, you know, I understand you messed up. Let's work on it. You know, let's help you get better on this area. So holding every player to a high standard and being able to coach every single different type of player, I think is what makes him, you know, able to coach at the level he does. And, you know, you see it with the people he's put out and will continue to put out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.